Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I'm physically at home more at the moment. My brain is not. People I drive to see now come to me via Zoom or phone. Whatever demarcation that existed between work and home, often geography, has been blurred. Irrevocably? I am concerned about the digital divide and rely on Royal Mail to help. Meetings still happen. In fact, more so. Will Zoom become a verb, as Google has become? I wonder what things would have been like if COVID-19 had happened in my first parish, with 5 children between baby and 9 years old in a rather small manse. The events of the world affects us differently as per our life circumstance. Who didn't cheer and smile at Captain Tom on Thursday? Who didn't sigh or cry at a baby's birth but her mother's death? Chaplaincies are also different. The concept of a ministry of presence seems stretched to almost breaking. What more should be done? Maybe we should do less. Be still and know that I am God after all. It's been lovely Zooming with the family. Little screens on a big screen all talking, the family around the table, but where is all the food? One day. And that's the point to remember. In fact, a key point. One day. One day people will be together around the table, in homes and in churches. But for now, there is Zoom worship or YouTube and FaceTime worship or services on Lutheran Radio UK. The same technology but different paths. One is performative and participatory. The other is performance and viewing and listening. I've heard the suggestion that people should watch the service on YouTube and then have a Zoom fellowship time when everyone brings their cup of tea or coffee. How creative we are becoming. And that is something to acknowledge, that the ELCE moved in 9 days to many alternative ways to worship when the lockdown was announced. Amazing. No, amazing is always the people, those we know on the front line, any of the front lines, medical, law and order, retail, electricity, transport, communication, emptying the bins. Whom have I forgotten? It's horrible to be forgotten. But the church isn't so much forgotten as irrelevant, or relevant only to some. No, that's not it. That's not the right word. What is it? I know. Essential. That's what I've discovered. That the church isn't essential here in the United Kingdom. I don't have a problem with people and society saying I'm stupid or deluded, or that the church is irrelevant or superstitious. That can be expected. But to have the churches completely closed in some denominations seems to me to be colluding in our own non-essentialness. I'm not talking about public worship. Let's stop the spread. I know. I agree. But having a place open with social distancing in place for people to come and pray can't be a problem. Maybe it can. But if the supermarkets can do it, why can't the churches? Is it because there is a default position that we don't have to go anywhere to be with God? God comes to us. The world knows that, I suppose, and thinks of God almost as air or radio waves. But Christianity teaches that the Holy Spirit uses means, channels, words, water, bread and wine, so that we can know it is Jesus and not another spirit. I do wonder how these weeks will shape the church. Thanks, Jesus, that you're with your people. Well, I better get round to recording this cross encounter. Stop daydreaming. Oh, there's no time left. But just enough for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Merciful God, your Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, who gives hope and joy to those who doubt. Give to us, who do not see you, faith and life and blessing, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.